What does it need to master the future?
Tell us you have declared war on the United States and all free people of the world without telling us you have declared war on the United States and all free people of the world.
The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years.
We may not know exactly when the next pandemic comes. We may not know when the next extreme weather event comes, but we know it's coming, and we know it will intensify, and it will get more frequent. So that's a new world. I think we are now in a world that has to be framed around shocks that are not just random or stochastic, but shocks that are systematically part of the landscape and that are intensifying in frequency and scale and impact. The reasons, we understand, have to do with the breaching of the planetary boundaries and the fact that pandemics are now baked into the system.
But as healthy people, in a widespread way, start to have their brainwave data collected, the insights that we can gain through pattern recognition will exponentially increase, and pretty quickly.
Yes, but if 1 billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact.
You can go to different places very efficiently without using cars. There are no cars.
Not one single car?
It's going to be different types of transportation that are, like I said, environmentally friendly. There will be, it's based on renewable energy.
Humanity will overcome capitalism so that we can live in our planet. Let's say that we have a different type of capitalism.
The architects of the fourth industrial revolution gathered once again, flocking together like vultures of a feather, panicking about the climate change fortunes they should have been squeezing out of the globe by now via their precious carbon taxes.
Mass extinction, air pollution, undermining ecosystem functions, really putting humanity's future at risk. This is a planetary crisis.
This is a safety crisis, but above all, it is also a justice crisis. Many areas in the world are uninhabitable. This uninhabitable zone is increasing. If we continue with our greenhouse gas emissions, then by 2070, as many as 3 billion people will live in uninhabitable zones.
And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about 1 billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
But we have to go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to.
Build that workforce that is going to manage the extra 250,000 deaths that we're going to see from climate change.
For anybody watching online, I'm just going to do a bit of audio description. I'm a blonde, white woman from...
Some arrive to fully insert foot into mouth and reveal their true nature as populist traitors.
I know when I use the internet in Europe... and I get all the warnings about cookies and whatnot, that actually makes me feel safer. That makes me feel better. And a lot of American consumers want that level of security on the internet for your own data privacy and whatnot.
Given the price of inflation, meat, eggs, milk, things like that in Georgia, how does it feel going to a 5-star luxury event in the Swiss Alps? Does it feel wrong for the times? This really is a luxury event. Don't you think that sort of tone, it's the wrong tone for how it is in Georgia these days?
In fact, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin may never recover from this.
The problem that we have is the open press system and basically all the platforms. So if you're able to have 5 platforms, social platforms, that you can basically personify the extremes, somebody who is extremely right or extremely left, and it seems like that is the majority speaking. They're not the majority. but they're basically driving everybody to make a decision.
While the globalist swine behind the scenes desperately force their minions to unleash holy hell on the truth, which is still pouring out of holes in the totalitarian social and mockingbird media dike.
Which media are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
No, thank you very much. Thanks.
We're in a world where all these technologies are available to both the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys are constrained by the rule of law and international norms. The sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides.
It's illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
From fake news and then disinformation, it was popularized 6 years ago at this point. Where are we today versus then?
Terms like fake news and enemies of the people have been popularized cyclically in society and in some of the most, repressive and dangerous moments, Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, right? There's no doubt that society seems to have at some level accepted how much the information ecosystem has been poisoned. And I think it's going to require real sustained effort from the platforms, from political leaders, from business leaders, and from consumers themselves to reject that.
We are all connected in the LGBTQ community, so we would help you find the right people on the ground to advise you in that culture. And playing out from a PR standpoint, what's going to could happen or not happen, but you have to do it.
They're private jets causing a total of 9,700 tons of CO2, equivalent to the emissions of about 350,000 average cars in a week, checking in to the decadent lavishness that Switzerland provides, facilities brimming with prostitutes, protected by 5,000 soldiers.
This is a Fox News alert. The New York Post is reporting tonight that the crowds of prostitutes who have flooded into Davos, Switzerland, to service the sad elderly men who falsely believe they run the world, have upped their prices, and that some of these prostitutes are charging up to $2,500. That means at least somebody's benefiting from the World Economic Forum.
Well, they'll pay for sex, that's for sure, but they won't pay for anything else.
Nope.
Proclaiming their dominance and exclusion over humankind as a far superior species right out of the Nazi playbook.
We, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial.
Oddly, the hypocrisy began with George Soros flaking out on his comrades and Klaus Schwab slow to start with a mysterious health issue, while 99-year-old Henry Kissinger muttered incoherent ramblings about Ukraine joining NATO, which would absolutely cause a nuclear standoff and inevitable untold annihilation for millions.
And fulfill the principles of America in bringing about a more peaceful world order.
But weakness, somberness, and unpopularity had overtaken the proceedings. The out-in-the-open creation of a bioweapon and an mRNA vaccine that is killing and injuring people of all walks of life daily, unavoidable as it happens on their television screens.
Set up a regional vaccine manufacturing collaborative to develop a framework for regions that want to expand their vaccine manufacturing capacity, and we'll have a closed-door meeting later today to talk about how that framework can be improved and then shared with regions that are interested in increasing their manufacturing capacity.
You need the data. You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple. There'll be multiple shots. So you've got to have, for reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital infrastructure. And many countries don't have that. In fact, most countries don't have that.
How far are we away from one vaccine that's both COVID and flu together?
First, we need to have a flu. And if we have a flu, already we started experiments to combine the two.
The next decades will see the greatest industrial transformation of our times. Maybe of any times.
Schwab's Nazi fever dream for the 21st century and a handful of sociopaths are finding themselves absolutely rejected by free humanity and its true future. But these power-mad controllers won't just sit idly by, making them the most dangerous threat to humanity it has ever faced. John Bound reporting.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated. It was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their body.
Why do we know that all over the world, the people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Hmm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.